Yeah, there's the Paul Bunyan Playhouse, Paul Bunyan Communications, Paul Bunyan Drug Task Force, Paul Bunyan Amateur Radio Club, Paul Bunyan Sub Shop.
No other city in Minnesota has done more to make Paul Bunyan one of their own than Bemidji.
If you're born in this town or if you visited this town, it's one of your first memories of being a child. The little kids remember they could barely climb on his boot, and then when they could reach his hand, and they would get their pictures taken year after year. The Bemidji JCs have Paul Bunyan on their membership rolls. He's an honorary life member of the Bemidji Junior Chamber of Commerce. He's in the heart and soul of everybody here.
Bemidji's love for Paul began in 1937 when the Dickinson Lumber Company built an 18-foot statue of the lumberjack for the city's first winter carnival, and within months of completion, the statue appeared on the cover of Life magazine. The national attention, says longtime resident Bill Batchelder, made Bemidji the envy of neighboring towns.
Brainerd is so jealous of Bemidji, and they continue to this day to fight back and forth. Our Paul Bunyan was built way, way before the one in Brainerd. You have to pay to see the one down in Brainerd. The one in Brainerd always sits down. Ours is always standing. Ours is open to get your picture taken 24/7, 365. And Brainerd can say what they want, but it's really Bemidji.
Bemidji Mayor Dave Larson has proclaimed 2012 to be the year of the legend in honor of the statue's 75th birthday. As part of the celebration, the Beltrami County History Center has opened a new exhibit with over 400 items related to Paul Bunyan and his companion Babe the Blue Ox. I spoke with Executive Director Nicole Foss about Paul's historic accomplishments. Paul Bunyan's been credited with forming the Rockies, the Alleghenies, the Mississippi, the Great Lakes, the Grand Canyon. Anything else that you can add to that?
Yes, I will add one of the legends is that he formed Lake Bemidji by stepping there. And actually, Lake Bemidji does kind of look like a giant footprint if you look at a map of it. So,
lumberjacks had been spinning tall tales of Paul's bravery and ingenuity at logging camps for years before the public learned of him in 1914 when the Red River Lumber Company of Minneapolis began using Paul in their advertising, and after 100 years, the truth of Paul's origins are still a mystery.
Many people have tried to research the exact origin of the legends and trace who they were actually originally about, and nobody still knows to this day who was Paul Bunyan modeled after. Was it a man named Paul Bunyan? Was his last name Boyan? What, you know, we're just not sure who was actually at the root of the tales.
Carol Olson manages the Bemidji Tourist Information Center, located just steps away from the statues of Paul and Babe the Blue Ox on the shores of Lake Bemidji. On display are some of the Paul Bunyan artifacts she's been collecting since 1986.
Even Paul clipped his nails.
Those are Paul's fingernails?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's not concerned with a new book published by the Wisconsin Historical Society claiming that Paul, without a doubt, comes from Wisconsin.
There's many states that claim Paul.
A few of them would be Maine, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Washington, and California all have statues now of Paul. However, Bemidji's was in 1937, the first one. And to me, that's what's significant.
Bemidji Chamber of Commerce Director Lori Paris became aware of the worldwide love for Paul when the webcam facing the statues temporarily went down.
And within a few minutes, we had emails from all over the country, "What happened to your webcam? I can't see Paul anymore." From the UK, from the East Coast, the West Coast, we get emails from Germany, Norway, Switzerland. People are very attached.
The stories of Paul Bunyan never include a hint of drinking, fighting, or trips to the brothel. But you can't whitewash the criticism of Paul by the Native American community, says Bill Batchelder.
Chief Nana Bujou was not a friend of Paul Bunyan, and he was the legend of the Ojibwe Native Americans that protected the Superior State Forest, because Paul was keeping his eyes on that, and Nana Bujou prevailed and and save the Chippewa National Forest for future generations.
Bemidji residents will be wearing black and red check every Wednesday throughout 2012 to honor the legacy of Paul Bunyan. Here's Ziggy, the owner of Cool Threads Embroidery.
And people always want something with Paul and Babe on it, and we're coming out with a new Paul and Babe shirt for his birthday, plus the one we had. We found a t-shirt that's a red and black plaid, and so they're the burnout shirts, but we're still going to do some and see how they go. They'd be so unique and so goofy looking that they just might go crazy, so we'll give it a shot.
I'm Susan Gray for KFAI Community Radio.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.